This is Steve Knopfinger for KFRM, reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Sean Oldie, General Manager for Oldie Seed Farms in Palmer, Kansas. Sean, is harvest finished up in your area?
Yeah, there may be a few fields with standing corn or milo, but we are pretty well all finished up with harvest, and I think most have probably been finished up for 2 to 3 weeks now.
Have you finished harvesting your no-to-grow research plots?
Yes, we finished those up the night before Halloween. It was 63 days from start to finish, so it was a really good feeling to get that all finished up.
What were some of the most interesting things that you've seen in your research plots this year?
It's hard to pick just a few, but one thing that was interesting was how well a corn plant handled that was good moisture prior to tassel, and then basically the rain completely shuts off post-tassel, and how some hybrids handled that situation extremely well. And then during soybean harvest, on a Saturday, we had a bad windstorm. A lot of guys probably remember that. And some of the bean plots that were matured, they provided excellent shatter notes. And so being able to identify products that shatter and get those products kicked to the curb, because those have no place in our lineup.
Do you have the final results from your fertility, biological, and fungicide studies?
Yes, we do have those results. We're in the process of getting those uploaded onto our website, or I encourage guys to reach out to us, and we'd definitely be glad to share this data with you. The corn fungicide study, it had the most convincing results, and really looking forward to sharing that with people. A lot of questions around biologicals and a lot of different products that are out there, but probably after the fungicide, the thing that intrigues me the most was the fertility study, the in-furrow, the 2x2, micros without micros at planting. Just some really interesting things to see there with different fertilizer products that are available, and looking forward to sharing those results.
How was the season overall compared to previous seasons that you've had?
This season, I call it the record pace season. It was start to finish was quick. We're able to get things out rather fast. But, you know, the season, spotty rains throughout the area. Common theme across the entire state, probably every year. But I'd say in our area, you know, I think yield surprised us overall. From one end of our county to the other, there's 8 to 10 inches of rain difference from one end of the county to the other. And so in those drier areas, there were some very poor yields, but I think on those better soils, the yield still surprised us, the bushels we were able to capture. But overall, yield-wise, I think we had a very good season here.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Sean Oldie, General Manager for Oldie Seed Farms near Palmer, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.